Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I wish I was gay. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Deposit Man and a track called I Wish I Was Gay. Don't we all, Tony?
Don't we all? You know we all with a cock.
I beg your pardon. all the way from Oulu, Finland. And the first of not one, not two, but three Finnish bands we are featuring this week, Tony.
Awesome.
Very exciting. You can find out more about Deposit Man via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/depositman.
No, facebook.com/depositmanpunk. And I think that's the second track we've played off their latest album. Do make sure you check them out. Absolutely brilliant. Right, Tone, have you got what? This is when I normally ask you stuff. I'm a bit thrown because once again it's been a massive week of everything, hasn't it?
Always been full on.
It's been a massive week of everything, but we're just going to, rather than cracking straight into the massive week of everything, I'm going to kick off with some additional material, if I may, Tony.
That's fine.
If you have a poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. That's what Mike Fitz did, mate. Fitz, Mike. Do you remember? We didn't know it was Michael Fitz. Fitz,
yeah.
From not quite Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA, Tony.
Excellent.
And he titled his email Poetry Corner, but he added a tagline, Poetry Corner, shut up young people. And I thought, oh, right, this is about me then. This is about a previous comment I might have made where the youth of Britain did not turn out in any great numbers to vote during the recent referendum. And I personally unilaterally decided that it was their fault and they could shut up.
Okay.
He didn't like that.
Okay.
He said, young people don't vote because they're told to shut up. They are listening.
Ooh.
Quite worrying. There's not many listening to this.
Nope.
But anyway, here you go. So this is finish this poem. It's a limerick, Tony.
Okay.
There once was a vote for a Brexit that left the young people vexed. The youth didn't vote, now UK's afloat, but maybe a vote could be texted.
Nice.
Very nice indeed. And very true, and also true that we've found in recent years, haven't we, that any time that there's a popular vote that can be just done through your TV screen or online or through your phone, millions and millions and millions of people vote.
Yep.
And as soon as it involved you getting off your fat, lardy arse and walking to the polling station, no one bothers because they're too busy voting on X Factor and such like via TV, the internet or their phone. So, Mike, you're absolutely right. Fitz, you're absolutely right. I shouldn't be telling people to shut up. I should be telling them to get off their fat, lardy skateboard arses and get down the polling station.
That's right.
Otherwise, they can shut up. Now, he does also add, not a poem, I booked a flight to London for September. Like a dunce, I booked it on voting day. Non-refundable. 2 days later, prices are down hundreds of dollars, open brackets, thousands of pounds, I think, close brackets. Let me know if you're doing comedy London 9th to 18th September. I'll throw you a couple of dollars and you can live like a king. Yeah, very funny, Fitz. if they did drop hundreds of dollars in 2 days, I can only assume that you'd already got particularly expensive flights, because I think the pound's dropped, what, 10%?
It's not a lot, it's gone back up again as well, hasn't it?
It has continued to fall in a little against the krona, I'm pleased to say. Those of you who are interested in my own personal finances, I have stockpiled Norwegian krona under my bed and have been waiting to cash it. And the Norwegian krona has recovered against the pound from a 0.74 low to 0.9.
Commodity trading. I never thought I'd see the day.
Yeah, but less than a year ago, it was 1.2, and that had nothing to do with the pound. It had everything to do with the oil price. What I need is a massive freeze on oil. Right. I basically need the whole of OPEC or whatever they're called now, and Russia and Ukraine, and everyone else has got loads of oil, so you're not having any for a bit. Then the Norwegian krone will go sky high, and then I will cash it. But anyway, I am sorry, Fitz, that you didn't save money. But hindsight is a wonderful thing,
isn't it? Just
yeah, as is the British pound. right, now what have I got up next for you? Let me see. Next track this week, Tony. Mm-hmm. Is the second of three bands featured from Finland this week. It's a Finnish double to start with, Dan.
Excellent.
Quite exciting. This band Slap Betty we have played before. And if there is a slightly sexual nature to the show this week, it's simply the names of the tracks and not something that we sat down and talked about beforehand.
Okay.
But anyway, Tony, what is all the way from Kemi, Finland, and we did discuss the location of Kemi or Kemi in Finland, as we did the location of the band we're playing last this week. But I can't remember which way around we were. So suffice to say, it's a long way north.
Right, okay.
And I'm very impressed, as discussed with you previously, about how you can get pockets of the world where you'll suddenly get a brilliant band out of nowhere from. And I'm amazed there's three or four people can play instruments there. The place is so small, let alone the fact that they like the same sort of music and they can come out with brilliance.
Hmm.
But that's what Slap Betty have done, Tony.
Okay.
What is their website?
Slapbetty.com.
It is. It's Tony One, probably the internet one, and this is... Oh, I'll tell you what this is. So, this, Tony, I started listening to this and thought, oh, this sounds like AC/DC.
Okay.
Oh, this sounds like AC. This is like... Now, the rest of the album isn't exactly like this, but this just sounds like AC/DC, Tony. I'm loving this. This is High Class Hooker.
Low, but she doesn't really mind. She looks too good and God, she knows it too. You'll stare as she walks by, and with a right price, she just might be yours for tonight. No human trafficking or other shit. She's an entrepreneur who likes to suck. She makes a good living, keeps her head up high. That's what I call the professional play. She's a high-class hooker, and she makes you feel good. She's a high-class hooker, and she likes it too. There's no waking hell, no bad mood. You get nothing for nothing but these three dreams come true. A married man or only looking for a date. She turn a gay man straight. If it's first time for you, she walks you through that customer service with a view. When she takes off the dress and walks you the bed, why it's clean your desk. And if you have a doubt, you won't regret. She's a saint and makes you feel blessed. This was the first in her dream job list. First it was a fling, now she can't resist. Her parents pray for her soul every day, cause God works in mysterious ways. She's a high-class hooker, and she makes you feel good. She's a high-class hooker and she likes it too. There's no waking hell, no bad mood. You get nothing for nothing but the three dreams come true.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
The start of that song really does sound like AC/DC. That, it's a really, that is one of those driving down the freeway with the top down, loving it tracks.
Excellent.
That's what I'm saying there. There's something else I was just about to say. Oh, yeah. So, speaking of AC/DC, Tony, the lead singer has retired, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, yeah, on medical grounds, wasn't it? Because he might go deaf.
He's gone deaf, yeah.
Yeah.
Which means that I've just thought that you could now make AC/DC stand for a completely deaf.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks very much. Just a little bit. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Yeah, I've got nothing to say about that.
Oh, okay.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
Nope.
never tire of that. Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Yeah, I just think whatever nonsense I come out with there is liable to upset Al Graham.
Right.
So, and I know we have sensitive listeners, and after clearly upsetting Fitz, I don't want to be going upsetting Al Graham as well. So that's that. So come on in, let's hear it.
Yep, so thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment, like our page. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. That's it, get in touch. It is what it's there for. Be social and all that. We're three this week. Jen Glenn Chrisen's been in touch.
Jen Glenn.
Is it Jen? Is it Glenn? Both of them.
It's both of them, I reckon.
They say holiday soccer. Happy Independence Brexit Day. And they did post a picture. And Glenn is wearing a Punky t-shirt. Thank you
very
much.
Wearing a Punky Radio t-shirt, yeah. Something we haven't mentioned for ages. Iconic, Tony.
It's a rarity as well.
And still available.
Oh, still available.
Yeah, so how do you get hold of those?
You go to cafepress.com/punkyradio. If you go to punkyradio.com, there is a link. Hit shop or store, whatever I call it.
Yes, and we have seen and I have met a few people who have purchased them, and they are good quality t-shirts.
They are good.
They are good quality t-shirts.
Yeah.
I'm still after the clock.
Oh, there's a fine clock.
Right, what I'm going to do, Tone, after we've recorded the show, I am going to order a clock.
You're going to buy a clock?
I'm going to buy a clock. And then I'll put a photo of it when it arrives on Facebook. On the Punky Radio Facebook page.
Okay.
Of me with the clock behind me.
That'd be cool.
It would, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Yeah, and then I'll sign photos.
Okay. Right, yeah. So you check that out. It's a cafepress.com/punkyradio. Again, just do it. Go for it.
Yeah, just do it. Have a look around. There's various things there.
We make very little. Just
We make nothing.
Basically, yeah.
Really, I think we make $1 on a t-shirt.
It's $1 on each, but we...
But we've never raked that in anyway.
Nope.
So we actually haven't made any money off it ever, have we? Because we've just never done anything about it.
Nah.
We should check.
I think I checked not too long ago, but yeah, no, it's fine. Just buy in knowledge that you are helping us out by $1. But
yeah,
just,
I was about to say, so buy in bulk.
Buy 20.
Yeah.
John Ball's been in touch.
Hello, yes, I know he has.
Yes, and he says, great gig at the Anchor Tring last night, and good to meet Paul B, who did a great gig, a great set last on. Well done to the newbie comedians, including my friends Jeremy Chapman and Kirsty Morrow. Tough ask, and they were brilliant. Respect, keep up the good work on Punky Radio, and thank you for introducing me to Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. I love him. And he posted a picture of himself and you.
I was really, really pleased to meet him and very surprised to meet him, because it's not often that you actually get the chance to bump into a listener, particularly when you've mentioned you're going to be somewhere on the show and they are there, but he was going to be there anyway. But he was there last Sunday. Oh, I'll tell you what, I'll talk about it when I do the last week in the next bit, shall I?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll do that.
Last up, in response to last week's show, Nez Court has been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
He says, what a great show and great choice of songs. Clearly you are too clever to be England manager, but how about Prime Minister? Paul B for Prime Minister. You keep getting offered that.
I know. It's going up. Yeah. We've nearly reached half a dozen people in the world. Think I should go for Prime Minister.
Well, why not?
Well, yeah,
that's all I can say.
I can't until I'm the leader of a political party.
Right. There's a few.
And an MP at Westminster.
Ah, yes.
And there's an election.
Yes.
But other than that, I'm bang up for it.
There you go, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it for Facebook.
Well, in that case, that concludes...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. If you would like me to go back to esoterically and imaginarily disposing of various cuddly creatures in certain ways... as a way into that, then please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email. I fucking hate animals, me.
Nice.
Yeah. Right, should we play two songs in a row now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's do that. We've got, right, so we're heading off in a direction we haven't been before, Tony. Here's a band that we've never played before. And, I'm not saying a style of music we never played before, but if you listened to the heavy psych and hard rock special we did a couple of weeks ago, it takes you a bit down the avenue of this band, in that they are sort of psychedelic drone rock, but this track is pretty quick as well. And this band, Tony, Three Dimensional Tanks, Tony, with an X.
Yeah, okay.
Three-dimensional tanks all the way from Lancaster. That's right, my friend. All the way from Lancaster in Lancashire, of course, being the county town of said shire. And I'm liking this. Brilliant. What I don't know is, Tony, what is three-dimensional tanks Facebook page?
Facebook.com/three-dimensional tanks.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paul B in Internet 1. Stay tuned for Radio Voodoo. After you've heard this, this is Son of Go.
Number 225, my death and the lie. You're the aching in my head that's telling me lies. I would and I could, I'd be floating away, spinning right around, unhappy today. Death and the light, you're the aching in my head that's telling me lies. I would and I could, I'd be floating away, spinning round and round, unhappy today. You're making all of this look all wrong, baby. Than alive, aching in my head that's telling me lies. Would and I could, and you're floating away, spinning round and round, unhappy today. Alright. Make it all up, this is so wrong, baby.
Polo Blowjo.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
A word about them in just a second, but that was Radio Voodoo and Volio Pesartil Anima, all the way from Milan, Italy. Tony, what is Radio Voodoo's Facebook page?
Radiovoodoo.it?
Facebook.com/radiovoodoo.milano. But you did go with the website even though I said Facebook page.
Oh, I thought it was a website, sorry.
Don't matter, anyway, still really wrong. Probably be in step two, Tony 2, quite happy with that. Yeah, Mullet Monster Mafia that you are hearing underneath us right now, you won't have heard underneath us before. In fact, you probably won't have heard before because they've only just released this 7-inch EP, limited edition, limited to 500 copies via Drunkabilly, who are a European label that have been in touch with me a few times and I really, really like them. Mullet Monster Mafia are from Sao Paulo in Brazil, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah, and this, as you can hear underneath us right now, is some pretty shit hot garage surf, I'd call it. Absolutely brilliant. As soon as I heard it, I thought, that's brand new out. We need to play it. We don't play instrumental tracks on their own, but this is destined to be a bed for us. But if you would like to own this, and I reckon you probably do, make sure that you go to the Drunkabilly website and just type in Drunkabilly into Google and you'll find out everything you need to know, or just type in Mullet Monster Mafia. And the very best of luck with the single. As I say, there's only 500 vinyl copies available. I assume it's available for download.
Must be.
But I don't know for sure.
Right, okay.
All right. Now, what? Oh, right, no. I'll wait for the next bit. So, last week, Tony, what did you do?
I think pretty much just watched the football. We watched, yeah, all of the football. I think that's all we did.
Right.
You
watched the Wales quarterfinal then?
Yep.
Yeah. Which, and did you see on Facebook what happened to me with the Wales quarterfinal?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I was pretty sure that Belgium were going to beat Wales 3-1. So I had a bet, only a 50p bet at 55-1. That Belgium would beat Wales 3-1. And it wasn't until after the game that I checked and realised that I'd actually backed the wrong team, and I'd backed Wales to beat Belgium 3-1 and won 28 quid.
Brilliant.
Fantastic. I'm extremely pleased about that. I think I put, that's the first luck an Englishman has had at the Euros.
That's a very lucky one. No one would have guessed that. I thought they might pinch it, but not 3-1.
It's pretty much paid for every single bet I've had over the Euros, because I have loads of little 50p bets, £1 bets here and there. Very disappointed that, I mean, I know you'd have been pleased in your house, but I was very disappointed that Italy lost to Germans, because I had backed Italy to win it.
Okay.
That was why I wasn't bothered about that game. I just had a feeling Italy were going to win it, and they did enough in the game, I think, to nick it, but Germany were better.
It was a tough match to watch, though.
In your house?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just so close.
Yeah, I didn't find it a tough match to watch, other than me going spare. That doesn't matter. So you watch football, and you also noticed some politics, did you?
Oh, there's some stuff going off, wasn't there? Machiavellian, isn't it?
So who's resigned since we last spoke?
Boris resigned. Farage has resigned.
Yeah, Nigel's gone.
Chris Evans has resigned, but that's not
Chris
really
Evans has resigned from Top Gear, which may well be merciful.
Yeah.
Although apparently the show is improving.
I only saw the first one and it wasn't
me
good.
Too, and you know, I think there's a problem. I don't know whether we should necessarily judge this, because by all accounts the show was improving week on week, but so many people stopped watching after the first one. It was like, oh god.
I think it wasn't it, there's two main ones.
Yeah,
Jeremy Corbyn hasn't resigned.
No, despite the fact that everyone in his party is trying to get him to. That's funny, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
I'm sorry, all the parliamentary MPs. I really hope that when the members vote again, they all vote for him.
I think they will.
Yeah, and it's going to shut. But again, but is it a protest vote again? Is it that thing about the British people don't like being told what to do? Certainly not by unelected, by people they haven't elected, but even by people they have. If they say, look, we voted for this guy, you guys can't unilaterally decide not to like him. We voted for him, you've got to back him until such time as we don't want him anymore. Surely it should be like that.
Yeah, it should be.
So especially maybe
it should run for 4 years of Ed Miliband, and they didn't really like him either.
Yeah. And look, the thing is that when would the vote be? When's the vote?
Oh,
because it's only £3, isn't it, or something, to join the Labour Party?
£3, yeah. I don't think three. There isn't even an official vote yet, because no one's challenged him.
That's right, yeah. So when the official vote comes, would we be surprised if thousands and thousands of people just join the Labour Party just to vote for Corbyn?
No, because they did last time.
because it's possible a couple of million joined up just to vote Remain at the last minute. So
I think they will.
It would be interesting, yeah. Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm tempted to.
I support them all the way.
Yeah, but are you a member of Rave Party?
I'm not, now.
Right, shall we? Let's do a punky radio thing now. Let's just say to anyone listening who's in the UK, just join the Labour Party, £3, so you can vote for Corbyn, and then you can just leave again.
There you go.
Because the thing is, everyone on the right thinks that Corbyn's a terrible idea. Everyone on the left thinks he's a brilliant idea. This is a classic case. Everyone would vote for him because everyone on the right would think he's an idiot. Let's have him as the leader. Everyone on the left goes, he's brilliant. Let's have him as the leader. He could get everyone to vote for him. It could be the most overwhelming mandate. This is a brilliant idea. So, what we say is join the Labour Party, vote Corbyn when the time comes, and then do what you like.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
We've got many lives.
Look, we've waffled on a bit here, and there's something that I want to read out right now about the next band, Tony.
Okay.
This is from the Vaults, Subsonics. We have played this track before, but not for several years. Band called Subsonics, Tony. Absolutely brilliant, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. They've got a Facebook page, Tony. Come on, we'll do that first. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Subsonics Music.
Good idea. Facebook.com/Subsonics ATL for Atlanta. Pulling the Internet 3, Tony 2. I want to just read this out, though, because I had a look at their Facebook page today. And the last post from the 24th of June of this year, at 14:50 to be precise. I think this is a reason why, yet another reason why I'd love to see Subsonics live. But it goes, they wrote, the post is, here is some writing on this thing. We are playing with Baby Baby, open brackets, that's two babies for the price of one, close brackets, and the world infamous Black Lips at the renowned 40 Watt in Athens, Georgia, tomorrow night, Saturday, June 25th, 2016. It's all part of a giant hoo-ha called Athfest, which sounds like someone with a lisp saying Assfest. But I guess it's catchy and all. So come one, come all, stay all day and spend all your pay. Fun, fun, fun in the blazing sun. Hit Athfest and make a big meth. What a laugh. What a very, very well-written post. I absolutely loved it. So, yeah, so we're going to hear a track from them now. This is from an album called In the Black Spot, which I think came out in 2012. The album's great. This is a bit of an antidote to a lot of the other music we're playing on the show this week, but it's nevertheless fits in with Plunky perfectly. This is Haywire.
Well, there might be a thousand of you. Yeah, I wanna hang around the best of you. You go around the town, you're the rattlesnake thing. Falling up and down, singing boom shang a lang with all the urgency of plastic surgery. Hey, wild! Bring your bag of colored bones. Moon rockers of the mind for the accident prone. If they were who you thought you were, who pull your pusher and push your pull, still on the same set steel as you roll downhill. Hey, Wilder! They might have cut your head off at the knees. Deaf, dumb, and blind to you, please, please, please. And a caption right there under you. All 1,000 dead at the vestibule. You never look so great, then they are lying in state.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
From the Subsonics to the Dustaphonics. That's what we've done there.
Very nice.
Pure coincidence. That was Haywire. I hope you enjoyed it. And do check out their album. There's a brilliant song on it called Lime Lime, which if I was going to do a best of Punky Radio and bring it out as a CD, would be on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
Yeah, I do.
Brilliant. That means it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Is it his own?
It is.
Brilliant.
Yes. If you have a gig, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyrage.com. I want to know where, who, how much. Do email me. I've had none in this week, but as luck has happened, I am doing one myself.
Blimey.
Yeah, so as mentioned previously, I've been practicing, trying to get back into the swing of things, and I'm helping Steve out, who runs the studio where I practice, Uncle Wito.
Uncle Wito.
And so I'm doing an acoustic set. So it is acoustic nonsense.
Oh, Tony.
I know. But I have no band.
I think I'd rather have nothing.
I know. But I've not done a gig in front of people. So
yeah,
if you are in the Lincoln area, I'm playing at the Jolly Brewer this Saturday, the 9th of July. It is free entry. There are two other bands on, Crimson General and another band I can't remember what the name is. But hey, you'll be there to watch me.
But hold on, will you be solo then?
Yeah. Me on my own with the acoustic, and I might bring the kazoo.
I've constructed myself a kazoo holder. And you need knee cymbals and a bass drum operated by your foot.
Excellent.
You could be the East Midlands acoustic King Automatic.
That's me. So yeah, so I've no idea what's going to go like. I've got no idea what I'm going to play.
Well, you're going to play a lot of things very quickly with England.
Hopefully, I'll probably be doing a mixture of covers and acoustic alcohol songs. But I'm practicing tonight to figure out what I'm going to do. But yeah,
you can do Tony Towers.
It's on the list.
Good. It should be, because that will lend itself acoustically, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just cut out the whole middle bit. But
you just leave out the bongos, Tony.
I couldn't do that as well.
Yeah, leave out the bongos, unless you've got foot bongos.
Yeah, so that's it.
That would be funny. You should sit down for it and have some bongos on the floor. Because if you say at the start, look, there's a bongo solo in this, but obviously I can only play it with my feet, I think it'd be really, really funny.
Nice. Yeah, so
that's Saturday.
That is Saturday, yes. Yeah. 7 p.m. start. So I assume I'll be on first to get me out of the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
If it was Friday, I might be able to get along.
Oh. We'll know what you're doing in the next section.
Yeah.
That's it.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
for Bongo
Acoustic Nonsense.
Shall we play two songs in a row?
Let's do that.
I think we should. First band in this section, band called The Decline, Tony, all the way from Perth, Australia.
Okay.
Again, we played two tracks by them before, I think, in fact. This is from their latest album. A great punk band, another band that if I ever get the chance to see them live, I would love to. What is The Decline's Bandcamp page?
TheDecline.bandcamp.com.
TheDeclineMusic.bandcamp.com. Probably the internet for Tony too. Unlucky. Stay tuned for something shocking from American Any Men. But first up, this is, you call this a happy meal?
You're the one. it's no big deal. Correcting me as you defend all of your selfish choices and your downright refusal to learn. After what I've seen, I don't believe in happy endings anymore. Words of suffering is something I will never grasp. The means and ends are not intact, comes fucked.
Milky Pants.
Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was American Any Men and a track called Selectively Stupid, playing at your grandma. It's got a kind of violent femsy vibe about it with swear words.
Ah.
And they're a three-piece, Tony. one man, two women.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And yeah, so by default, you like them already.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Really, really good. I've only got one other track by them, which I may play as well. This is the A-side of a single they brought out, but I like the other track as well. So we might play that in a few weeks' time. What is American Anymen's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/AmericanAnymen.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 4. So, are you doing anything this week?
Aside from the gig, no. No, just the football, of course.
Well, semis. I mean, your household is still there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we could be on for Germany-Wales final.
We could be on for Germany-Wales final. I think it's actually possible.
Well, I don't fancy Portugal.
I don't fancy Portugal at all. I don't think they are particularly together as a team, and they have been actually rather like England in the tournament. They've failed to impress, and their star player has not delivered, really.
Yeah, true.
So this could be the game when they rise. But I sort of fancy Wales, you might.
Yeah.
I do sort of fancy Wales. Germany, France, I think the French are suddenly looking very good and did to Iceland what the English should have done.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. 5-2. And actually, because last Sunday, when I was doing these gigs in Tring, I actually saw him at the last gig. Now, what I'd done is have a couple of pints before it started and a pint each gig. So by the time I got to that fourth gig, I was already well on the way.
Right.
But so was everyone else in the pub. And whereas the first three gigs has been good, that gig got a bit like a rally. like Brexit, rah, 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 like that sort of thing. But it was really, really good. But just before I got there, and very, very nice to meet him as well, absolutely brilliant. But at the third gig, one of the other acts on, I'd told him that I'd backed France to win, both teams to score. And France were winning 4-0 for quite a long time. And while I was on stage, no one could really understand why someone had shouted out, "Iceland have scored!" And I just went, "Yes!" and carried on to play. It was £7.20 I won for that one.
Very nice.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I've been the tipster. I'm doing nothing this week.
Okay.
I won't even get the chance to watch the football because I'll be working in a warehouse.
Oh.
So yeah, that's why. But I'm off on Friday, which is why I could maybe have come to your show. So if I think of something to do on Friday, I will do it, and I promise to tell you about it next week.
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, we might as well crack on.
Yeah.
Unless there's anything else you'd like to speak about politically or football-y.
What do you think about who should be the... Well, the Tory leadership is going on right now, isn't it? So we've got...
I was all for Boris, because the thing is, I now no longer want Trump to be elected.
Right, okay.
Because, as discussed, if Trump was going to be... become the president of the United States, I wanted Boris Johnson to become the prime minister of UK, and maybe Don King or someone to become the leader of ISIS, so the world would be under the power of the Hair Bear Bunch.
Yeah.
But as it is, if Boris ain't there, I don't really want Donald either.
Okay. So who would you prefer now?
Well. I'm not a Tory, so the rest of it I'm not really that bothered about, really. Whoever's in is going to be a Tory.
True.
Theresa May appears to be the favourite, but who's the other lady?
Leadsome,
I don't mind her.
Really?
Out of the five, yeah. Why? Which
I heard. Well, I heard a talk on Sunday, and she just sounded very defensive, and just. Yeah, didn't have a lot of answers. There's not any depth to any of them.
Right, how about this? As an idea, Gove gets it.
Oh, God.
Right? Here's my idea. Gove gets it, and he's Scottish.
Right?
There's then a Scottish referendum where a Scotsman, Gove, persuades the Scottish not to leave the UK. And then it's game on for the United Kingdom. I warmed to him a little bit when he came out and said, "Look, I know I'm not charismatic." I didn't mind. And maybe, I think we mentioned last week, but maybe just the fact that he is an administrator, a talented administrator, and a very intelligent man. Maybe he is the kind of person that could walk us out of Europe as smoothly as possible, but also the likelihood is that Theresa May would probably put him in charge of leaving anyway, wouldn't she? Because she's already said that she would make a department.
Yeah, I think so. I think we'd have to have him and probably Liam Fox.
Well, I was going to say, Liam Fox, again, I'm not keen on him because he's a Tory, but he's no slouch. And the other one, Stephen Crabbe, I think is too young.
Yep.
So the likelihood is it will be Theresa May with either Fox or Gove on the ticket, I suppose.
I suppose so. And then no general election, I should imagine.
But I think there will be a general election soon after, because I don't think the British public will stand for having a Prime Minister who isn't elected just after they voted to leave the EU, because they don't elect the people that make the decisions for them there.
I don't know.
I think whoever comes into power won't necessarily be there for very long without an election, even though last time around the Tories brought in a law saying fixed parliaments of 5 years.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether we stand for it.
I certainly wouldn't want to, but I don't know what we'll see. It'll be interesting. It is interesting times, you know.
These are incredibly interesting times. I told you, I was saying on stage last Sunday, I said all along, I'm voting Brexit because I think it'll be a laugh. And it certainly has so far.
Well, it's interesting. I don't know if it's been funny.
I think it's been hilarious.
No, horrible.
No, I think it's been absolutely fantastic. It's just because, look, we're always having little splits here and there, but there are always flashes in the pan, really. We are, as a rule, a fairly moderate nation, and we all sort shit out. And sometimes it's good to bring things to the fore. And as I said, very briefly tell you now that we are talking about this, I did say to my friend and stand-up comic Silky on Sunday, look, this rise of the right that everyone is getting really concerned about, I think would have been far worse if Remain had won, because you've looked at how Remain have shouted against the result, but they are largely peaceful people.
Oh yeah, I mean, look at these. The Scottish one was that went the other way, and there were riots.
Yeah,
with this one, it went one way, and there was people shouting the face off on Facebook.
There were people shouting. Yeah,
it's the better of the two.
I think the right wing. I think had we lost, then the right wing would have become a genuine force in this country. And by that, I mean the far right would have become a far more genuine force in this country, and it would have been far scarier. So I think this is a better devil.
Certainly, I think I said it before, if it had to be close on the result, I would prefer it was a Leave vote.
Right.
Or a landslide Remain, because that would solve it either way.
Yeah, that's right. So I think we're going to be all right.
Oh, yeah, it'd be fine.
And I am finding it very funny. Right, let's play another band, shall we?
Okay.
This band, Tony, I can't really say where they're from, because they describe themselves as being from New York City, Nashville and London.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and I may not have mentioned the band before, American Enemen are from New York, but this band are from New York, Nashville and London, which must make rehearsing very difficult.
Very difficult.
Anyway, the band called The Killing Floor, Tony.
Okay.
And they brought out a four-track EP, or certainly I've only got four tracks from their latest release. This one is far and away my favourite on it. What's their Facebook page, Tony?
facebook.com/thekillingfloor
facebook.com/TKF Rocks TKF The Killing Floor, which obviously looks like TK Frocks,
right,
at first viewing for me. So that's probably the internet 5, 23, I believe.
Yes, I think that's right. Yeah,
I did ask you about American Enemen, didn't I?
Yeah,
I did. It's facebook.com/American Enemen.
Anyway, yeah, I got that one right. Yeah.
So it's 5-3. And this is another one. This is rocking out like you wouldn't believe, Tony. This is high.
Yeah.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Do you know what? I am really loving that Mullet Monster Mafia stuff. I'm really glad we've got that on the Bez. And I do recommend that if you just fancy some brilliant instrumental stuff, to get that.
Excellent.
I do, of course, like Destroy the Evidence as well. Let's get that straight. That was The Killing Floor and High. And I haven't got a lot more to play by them, but if we do get more, we will, because I really, really like them. Have you got a twat for us?
I do.
Brilliant.
If you've got a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. We've not had a bad year of twat, so please do keep it up. All twats received with thanks. Nez Coy has been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
So he's saying, we'll be happy to hear. He has been spying a lot of twats for us. He says, I would like to nominate Boris Johnson as a twat. Regardless of his views about the EU, he led us to Brexit. He gave respectability to our campaign. He gave us confidence that we could stand behind him, that we could trust him to lead us out of the European Union. He is responsible for putting our political world into turmoil, for splitting the Conservative Party and the Labour Party, and then for running away at the point of battle. So for leaving his troops to be battered black and blue through the coming EU negotiations, and for refusing to stand for Conservative leadership, you are a twat. In fact, he is an upper-class, self-interested and selfish twat, a royal twat, a twat of epic proportions, a twatest of twats. Not bitter about the outcome, but he's even too rich to put his money where his mouth is, because his mouth is not that big. Nez Coy is not happy with Boris Johnson.
Well, I mean, I can't really fault the analysis.
Not wrong.
He's not wrong, is he?
No, not really.
We've got to go for it.
Yeah.
This is an overdue twatting, really, Tony.
It is. I'm surprised it took more than a week.
I'm surprised.
So for all of the reasons mentioned, Boris Johnson from London in the UK
is a twat. Yes, indeed. I have just remembered one other thing from last week, Tony. When I drove back from Trin, I drove back with my mate Silky, and we stopped off for a coffee in Milton Keynes, and Silky decided to find Bletchley Park while we were there. We thought, yeah, we'll just nip to Bletchley Park, home of the Enigma machine. We didn't get far as Bletchley Park, Tony, because just by pure coincidence, we drove past the Marshall factory. Marshall Amps. So we dropped in, and they've got a fantastic sort of guest gallery viewing area in reception, and we had a good old look around that, and there was a cardboard cut out of Lemmy there, and I had my photo taken with it, and it actually looked quite convincing. It does look quite like he is standing behind me. So I am now looking to travel the UK over the next year or so being photographed next to rock and roll cardboard cutout, so I can assemble a cardboard cutout band.
Like it.
Yeah. Because I've never been very focused. This could be as ridiculous as unofficial openings.
Like it.
Yeah, I have just remembered that. Great twat, by the way.
Thank you.
Last track this week, Tony, and we are returning to Finland.
Okay.
And we're returning to Viikoski to hear from a band called The Muddies. Viikoski and Kemi, you might remember. I think I got them the wrong way around. This is pure coincidence again that I managed to play Slap Betty and the Muddies on the same show again. A little bit lax by me, but it was quite a while since we did, as in a few months. So I think you let it go, particularly when you've heard the track, because the Muddies are great. What is the Muddies Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/TheMuddies.
Facebook.com/the-muddies-153232451505752. And why is that, Tony?
That's 84 URL.
Unfortunately, that means it's probably Internet 6, Tony 3. And this is Drag Race Queen. Yeah. that's about the size of it for this week. Hope you've had a really, really good time listening to us. We have, of course, enjoyed making the show. Tony, maybe you could remind people of the internet stations that carry the show.
Yep, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE. And we're on TBFM. You can find them, TBFMonline.co.uk.
Yeah, all brilliant stations, all playing great music all day, and we're honoured to be a part of them, aren't we?
We are.
Yes, we are. Tony, I hope your gig on Saturday goes well.
Thank you very much.
I expect a full report next week.
Oh, there will be.
Excellent. I'm not doing very much this week. Thanks very much to those of you who I did see in Tring over the weekend, and particularly Mr. Hall. Fantastic to meet you, my friend. Just a brief word about friend of the show, John Codger, Tony.
Okay.
Who has got an extremely bad back and isn't very mobile at present. And John, I hope you feel better very soon. He's now living in Chesterfield.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, so it's like being punished for the same thing twice.
Yeah, wow.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.